rocking mics way before you heard of Eminem. Doing shows for the hood, not for dividends. My goal is to reach souls by the millions. Rock a spot with your hands in the air. Keep your clothes on, even if it's hot in her. Yeah, I'm from the show me, Kansas City, homie. I like barbecue and anything, even bologna. Just kidding, man. Don't be offended, man. Looking so uptight, I've been known to hit a man. Just playing, dude. Don't get no attitude. Just because I'm a Christian, don't mean I care with you. Just because I'm 5'5", 6'2".
It's hot in her.
He said, keep your clothes on, even if it's hot in her.
It's hot in her.
That's called Top. Well, that's Ready for This by Top Spin. That'll get you blood flowing. That'll get you stepping.
I can do kickboxing.
Oh, yeah. This is good to listen to if you're walking. Praising the Lord, walking fast. This is good stuff here. This is Top Spin. Like I said, Top Spin.
It's got that repeat rhythm. So you can had the best sound to hurt. Is it hard to mix this up? Do them just the uppercut. Turn it up 120 degrees. Man,
I got an audio with your never degree. So go. All right. Well, that's good. Good stuff there. I like that. So what do you got going on?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't prepared to be asked.
I'm sorry. Well, we're going to talk today. Well, we'll tell you that in a minute.
What's going on with you? See, you got nothing.
I'm having a good day.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's a pretty good day.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to accomplish a lot at work today.
Oh, that's good.
I was fired, man. I took my vitamins and stuff, mm-hmm. and got a good night's sleep last night. Mm-hmm. And I took my vitamins this morning.
Why don't you take your vitamins every morning?
Because I forget.
They're sitting on the counter. How do you forget?
You know what I need, though? Because you've got like 10 vitamins in there that I'm supposed to take every day. Because
I take them all.
I need one of those little old people things.
You need a little old people weekly.
I need
weekly
an old people weekly thing so vitamin. I can just open and dump. You know,
because
opening all those bottles takes a lot of time, and Charlie's always outside waiting on me.
It take a lot of time.
It's just, you know. So anyway, I took my pills.
Speaking of, you left your vegetables, your carrots and your celery.
Because I hadn't taken my vitamins yet, so my brain wasn't working right.
You know why?
Why?
Because I didn't lay your lunch out for you, and you're perfectly.
You didn't lay my lunch out for
and
me.
You're and you're incapable of taking your lunch without me.
I did take my lunch. I just forgot my snack.
And you didn't take an apple either, did you?
No.
Or a banana?
There was no bananas.
Oh, that's right. I used it for the fruit salad.
I looked for a banana.
I used it for the fruit salad.
There was
last
no
night.
Banana, and I didn't really want an apple because I still hadn't actually had an apple at work. So I'm like a day behind on my
These
apples.
These are good apples because they're smaller.
They're good apples.
I got a new batch. They're yummy.
Yep, but I was a day behind on my apple, so that worked out okay.
Okay,
so I had an apple. I did eat an apple today.
Oh, good.
So.
Yeah, but you forget everything else. Unless
I didn't forget everything else. Listen, I just forgot the vegetables.
Listen, I leave him a little sticky note every day. Next to he's got this little lunch box.
I insist on the sticky note because, you know, she has to tell me she loves me.
Right. And so it always has, there's always a banana and an apple, and there's a little 100-calorie bag of chips, and there's like a granola bar, and then mm-hmm. there's a little note that says your vegetables and dip or your salad and your sandwich or whatever are in the fridge.
That's right.
If that is not there... For some reason, he forgets that there's
going to work now. Going to work now.
How long have you been doing this?
Man, I'm hungry. I wonder why I'm so hungry. What do I usually do?
And you know what? And you know what it does?
When my tummy hurts like this, I usually eat my breakfast.
Oh.
Where's my breakfast? This is the genius that is me.
So, but here's the thing about it that I don't understand.
What's that?
I open the refrigerator and I see the stuff sitting there that you didn't take, and I get irritated with you that you didn't take it.
It's because I go,
he didn't take his lunch.
It's because you're imagining me going to work going, dur, 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 dur. And you don't want to be married to that guy. And that's what it is.
Oh, that's funny.
Rolling down the freeway with the rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad Bass. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
All right, everybody. Today we're going to talk about the forum and stuff. So... And we got some comments going on. We got some things to catch up with. So I'm going to let you know about all that.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand. It's all right.
All right. All right. Cool. You're still cracking up about that, aren't you?
I'm going to think of that every time you forget your lunch. Married to a big dork.
Hey. Hello. Sitting right here.
Oh, sorry. Hi. Thought you went to get a drink.
No. No, not really, no. All right, so we got a, let's see, we got a comment that I wanted to read you because I thought you would appreciate it.
Okay.
On our show about, what was the show about? Taco Bell, I guess. The one that had Taco Bell in it.
Oh, the drive thru?
Yeah. I don't know if that wasn't what the show was about, but that's, anyway. It was on May 12th was the comment was left. Okay. So whatever day that was, the other day. It says, from Jen Avila. A-V-I-L-A. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Avila? Avila?
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah, what they said.
Okay.
So, it says, hi, I just have a few things to comment on because I am in a commenting kind of mood.
Okay.
Taco Bell is the most frustrating place on the planet. And that's all she says about it. That's the end of the story. That's just it. What else is there to add?
You know what they're, you know what they're hiring? They have like their, in their books that they give their managers.
Yeah.
It's they're hire the most annoying inept people possible. That's what it says. Give them no training whatsoever in customer service.
In fact,
they if they talk in a way that you can't understand them, that's even better.
Hire him. Okay. That's actually a trait they look for on your resume. If they can understand your resume, they're not going to hire you.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't get hired.
This one's blurry. Let's hire him.
I didn't get hired once for a job because I was overdressed.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't get hired once because I was overqualified. And I got told for my first job that I was overqualified, but they hired me anyway. That was my first job. My very stinking first job they told me I was overqualified for. Well, they said I was overdressed for. I'm sorry. You're right.
They said I was overdressed. Are you sure this is where you want to work? Well, I'm going to an interview. Aren't I supposed to dress
up? They told me to dress like this at school.
You're 16. That's what they told me to do. My mom told me to dress up and be professional and act nice. And so that's what I'm doing.
But at Pizza Hut, really?
It wasn't at Pizza Hut.
Mine was.
It was at a gift shop.
Mine was at Pizza Hut.
It was like at a, you know, like a souvenir gift shop for the town.
Anyway, she goes on to say, Faith should write Hallmark card sentiments. She makes things sound so nice.
I
don't know what it was you were making sound nice, but whatever you said in that show.
Huh.
And then it says, I personally think that you should sing. That can't be right. I personally think that you sing just fine, Brad. How about that? She's tone deaf too.
Oh, that's sweet.
Isn't that sweet? I don't know what all the hubbub is about. I mean, it's not like you're an American Idol or anything serious. You guys are cool and I like you a lot. Aw, well, we like you too, Jen.
Aw, thank you.
That's Jen from Jen and Dave of the Jaded Vasilium.
I don't remember what I said that was nice. So could you write it and tell me what I said? Because I don't
just
remember.
Just go back and listen to the show.
Yeah, it's not going
to
happen.
No, okay. You were listening to the show for a while there.
I did.
Just to kind of check out how you sounded?
I get very busy.
Yeah. Busy. Act like you do things. Okay, so there's this other thread.
Yeah, all 600 of your shirts I ironed the other day.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah.
So this is in the forum. This is a thread based on the show we did called What I Like About Spring.
Oh, yeah.
And so I thought I would read some
of
the...
I knew they'd like that one.
I thought I'd write some of the... things that people wrote.
Okay.
That what they like about spring.
Oh, what do they like?
Well, Trail Walker. Okay, there you go.
The person's name is Trail Walker.
Do I know this person's name?
There's a Trail Walker, or there's somebody who is a Trail Walker.
Please do not be offended. I can't keep up with one of your names. Okay? When I have to keep up with like two, and one of them is like Trail Walker, and the other one's like Fred or something. I mean, I can't. You got to give me a little break, okay? I know.
You do. You do know he goes to work like this.
I know. Yeah. Like, oh,
okay, so
I know you, but anyway, this is Trail Walker, and I like him, and I know him, but I don't remember his real name at this exact moment because it's not in his signature.
I wasn't asking his real name, I was asking if that was his name on the thing.
The one thing,
Trail Walker,
yes, Trail Walker 73. Okay. So, what happened was when we switched forums, the one thing it did that irritates me is that it turned everybody's signature off, which was nice because everybody had their real name in their signature,
yeah. And then you could know everybody.
Or at least their nicknames or whatever.
Right. Okay, anyway, so what'd he say?
honeysuckle. The smell of honeysuckle.
Yeah.
And sitting on the front porch with a big glass of sweet iced tea.
I bet you your dad would say that is one of his things about spring. He loves the smell of honeysuckle. Every time you see him in spring, oh, would you smell the honeysuckle? We go for a walk when we're at their mm-hmm. house, and he and I always... You know, ever since I got to know them before we got married,
yes.
You and your dad,
yes.
I mean, your dad and I yes. have gone for walks. That's yes. been our thing. That's what we do.
That's what y'all do.
We go for walks. And just when we were there last week, we and I were walking, he goes, you smell that? You smell that honeysuckle? Yeah. You smell that honeysuckle? I'm thinking, no.
No. Well, he's got the nose. He's got giant nostrils like me. You see my nostrils? See, I can fit like a whole finger in each one of them. You see
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's really attractive. Stop doing that.
Why won't you look at me? Just look and see
it's
what I'm doing.
Gross. Anyway. You know what? Do you want to make them bigger? No. Is that your plan?
They didn't get that way from me sticking my finger up in them.
Oh, you don't know.
They were born this way.
You don't know.
Okay, anyway, my dad's got giant nostrils too. It's an American Indian trait. We have two grandmothers who were full-blood Choctaw.
Okay.
And they had giant noses, too.
Okay. Whatever.
So they could run fast.
So your dad likes honeysuckle, and so does Trail Walker.
They weren't the kind of Indians that had horses.
And so does Trail Walker.
Yes. He can smell things. That's my point. He also likes to go to the lake and play with the boat. Okay. So then Ruth Ann... Which is also Bonita Ardila, who didn't send us anything this week to play. Thank you very much. She?
I said she's busy.
Oh, I thought you said he.
She's been working out.
Oh, yeah, she's been working out. And she's coming. She's coming to SquirrelCon, so I'm so excited. She got it. All her reservations tucked away. She likes to see the grass turn nice and green and the tulips to pop up. But she says that spring very lasts a very short time where she's at, and it turns into
where does she live?
Summer. Illinois, Round Lake, Illinois.
Yeah, it's still not even nice there yet.
I don't know. I think she says it's getting nice there now.
I mean, our tulips bloomed in March.
And then it starts.
Actually, they bloomed in February.
And then it starts to. She says it's back down to 40. Oh, the back 40. Never mind. So then it starts to turn ugly because Larry says, I don't like to run the AC. And I have to mow the grass. So, but he does like to wear short sleeves. And then it turns really bad because John Wilkerson, the Mermot, mm-hmm. who's always calling in, just kicked out info, the dork.
Yeah.
Okay, he says, I hate spring.
Of course he does.
Now, this thread is about what I like about spring. And his first words are, I hate spring. It comes with sneezing, watering eyes, itchy.
Take some
watering
medicine,
and itching
man.
Eyes, runny nose, congestion, lawn mowing, which causes me to break out into hives. He's a dork.
You know what?
What?
He's the whitest
man in America.
Yeah, and he needs to go get some medicine.
It sounds like
nasal
it.
Spray, anyone?
Yeah. We need a medicated Jesus geek. I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that at all.
Okay. How many times have we mowed our yard already? Like 8? This spring, and mm-hmm. I bet you people mm-hmm. up north have not even done it once yet, because it hasn't. The snow has not been gone long enough.
Mm-mm. That's it.
That's all. That's all the spring talk.
Well, there's a lot more talk about John Wilkerson hating spring.
Oh,
but that's all the people wrote about liking spring.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, speaking of Jen and Dave at the JadedVasilian.com.
Yes.
They did an entire show the other day
mm-hmm.
on the forum.
Oh, on My Life Ministries?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
MyLifeMinistries.org/forums.
Yes.
On the community.
They talked about it?
On the community there. For the whole show. Yeah, they talked about it. They didn't actually do the show
like
on the forum.
Yeah.
They didn't like get on the forum and then record the show. I mean, they talked about the show.
Explained what the forum was and how it worked and all that?
No. They talked more about the uniqueness of the forum, what it was about, not from a technical aspect,
but
it was about from a community aspect.
Oh, okay, cool.
And they talked, they went over how people are very willing to seek forgiveness. You know that the community really is about trying to kind of be inclusive and not that there's not really a lot of clicks, that there's mm-hmm. not really a lot of this going on where if you make somebody mad, they'll just ignore you or something like that. I mean, they talked a lot about that, which I thought was very flattering and very nice. But they also went into how the forum is not really a good way or maybe it's not the best way, it's not how we were designed to communicate, because it doesn't allow you to kind of get nuances about the other person.
Right.
And I think this is a good point, because they were actually talking about a specific incident, but they didn't actually talk about it because they didn't want to spread rumors.
Right.
That's good. But somebody misunderstood something I said, mm-hmm. and I apologized for it, but they left anyway.
Okay.
I told it, which, okay, I mean, that's fair. You know, I mean, they told me why they were upset. They told me they were leaving. I apologized, and they left anyway, and that's fine. Anyway, the point is that they were talking about how, and I think everybody kind of, well, I don't say everybody, obviously not everybody, but most people agreed that it was a miscommunication. It was a missed thing. I didn't mm-hmm. say what she took offense about. Nevertheless, you know, I was sorry that she took offense, and I apologized for what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, move back to the point, please, is that they were talking about how, that you should make doubly sure of what the other person's saying, and that it's really not, you know, a good place for sarcasm. And they talked all about kind of the nuances of communicating on the forum and how it's not how we were designed to communicate.
Right.
And I think that's a good point, but I think I would like to go one step further. And I would like to say that the forum and that type of, if you belong to any forum and you communicate on it, I think the thing that needs to be, that people take for granted, is they get in a hurry. And it really is like writing short letters to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a chat program. You know, it's not where you're live and chatting and you can kind of say something and somebody take it wrong and you can immediately correct it. No, when you say that, it's out there and people are going to be able to look at it and think about it and quote it and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that perspective, you need to approach it as though you're writing a letter, but not a long letter, mm-hmm. just a short letter. But you need to think about what you're saying. And I think we stumbled upon a problem there. And I think a lot of people these days in their conversations, or in what they call conversations, don't really think about what they're saying before they say it. I think a lot of times we just say what we're thinking and then we mull it over together to figure out what you meant. You know, you throw out whatever you're thinking and then you sort of muddle around and together and figure out, well, what? How often in our conversation do we say, you mean? Do you mean? Mm-hmm. Or you mean? Or? And how often in a conversation do you find yourself going over what you've already said again because you didn't like the way it came out?
Mm-hmm.
I do that anyway. And so I think that sort of analyzes the problem. I mean, or pinpoints the problem in that we don't communicate today the way people did in the past because our conversations are so hurried. We don't take the time to sit down and have a conversation. I'm going to sit across from you. I'm going to think about what you're saying. I'm going to pause in between. I mean, if you could go back and in time and visit conversations in the past, and you can kind of see it today when old people get together,
mm-hmm.
one person will say something and then it might be 2 or 3 minutes before the other person says something back. And you think that's because they're old. It's not. It's because that's the way conversations really are supposed to happen. You're supposed to take in what the other person's saying. You're supposed to think about it. And you're supposed to offer up something else.
Are you sure with my dad that's the problem?
No, your dad's just old. But
because it frustrates the bejesus out of me. Hello? 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 Did you hear me? Huh? What?
No, your parents. No, this doesn't apply to your parents because your parents are in their own little worlds, both of them. And they're both thinking about their own little things. And if they're talking to each other, they might do that. But in general, they're off in their own little worlds thinking about their ice cream. Your dad's thinking about his ice cream. Your mom's thinking about whatever she's thinking about, whatever she's going to do next. And if they don't respond to you, that's because they were ignoring you.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part,
because they're rude. Rude. You know how many times I told them? It's rude. It's rude.
But for the most part,
it makes me crazy.
That's not the way a conversation is supposed to happen.
No, that's true. Like with Meemaw. Well, she's just like mom and dad.
No, she... Me, if you sit in a room with my grandmother...
Meemaw can't hear you, so you can't count her.
I know, but if you sit in a room with my grandmother and Uncle Don, not now, because she'll repeat herself 4 times, okay? But in the past...
Yes.
This is where I've learned this, is that when she has a conversation, it's she really thinks about what you said. And you know what? And this was what was amazing when I met you, is that you would take what I said and you would mull it over and then you would answer back. I mean, you actually took the time to think about what was being said and formulate an answer. You know what I mean?
So you say, yeah. You know what I mean? Yes.
You remember? Okay.
Yeah, I do.
And I remember I was impressed about that from you because it was...
You would always say, what do you have to say about that? I'm thinking about it.
I'm like, oh. Because I was so used to somebody who didn't do that. They just spit out whatever they were thinking and you had to kind of... It's like they throw up and then you kind of fish through it to find out what they actually had for supper. Anyway.
It's a good analogy.
No, it's not a really good analogy, but...
No, it really is.
It's applicable. Anyway, so that's what I think happens. And I think that the people who enjoy communicating on the forum and who benefit from communicating on the forum approach it that way, where they actually think about the post, mm-hmm. actually read through the post, think about the post, formulate a response.
And you have to read through the whole thread mm-hmm. in order to really tell the people who read through the whole thing and who don't.
Yeah, and sometimes if you come into a thread late, with some of these threads, there's no way.
Well, I mean, you don't have time.
There's no way.
I understand.
But you can read through several and kind of get a gist of where the conversation's going, and then you can contribute based on the last post. The problem is that when somebody jumps into a forum who is sort of more of a mindset of a chat mm-hmm. idea, and they take the last post, and maybe not even the whole post, just the last sentence of the last mm-hmm. post, and they respond to that with a one sentence.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, you know, it starts, you know,
it
then
goes
somebody
off in a totally different
somebody
direction.
Else reads the last post and says and comments on that, and it never gets back on track.
Right.
So we've kind of tried in the forum that we have a chatter thread, a chatter mm-hmm. forum, and then we have a conversation forum.
Yeah.
Where we've said, if you're going to post in here.
Yeah, because you have to have a place for people to just jibber jabber and silly conversations.
Oh yeah, I'm not against that. I am not against that.
Yeah, I know you're all for that.
But with some of the conversations we get into, it's important
to
stay
on topic. Brad's for any kind of talking.
And let me tell you something else. This one right here sitting over here is the world's worst. Okay? That's what I am known for, is reading the last post, picking one thing out of it, and then just going to town, you know? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, or throwing in a snide comment, you know, just so I can get it off my threads I haven't read yet list. Because it's more about making sure that list is clean than anything else. So it's been hard for me to kind of refocus myself. And the real problem is, this has all kind of come to the surface because of the growth of the forum, the growth of the community. We can no longer get past that because there's so many people. We've really got to focus on the conversation or it gets out of hand quickly. Because you no longer just have somebody like me stepping up there and throwing in a snide comment. You've got 10 people doing mm-hmm. it, you know, and then the conversation's gone.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right. So that's our talk, and that's that.
That's cool that they talked about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They spent the whole show talking about the forum. Dave says that we were ignoring him.
Ignoring him?
Yeah, we weren't ignoring him. I don't know what he's talking about. What?
What do you mean ignoring him? How?
He said he would make a comment and people would go on with the conversation.
Oh.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, some of them, this is because his comments were on purpose there to try to stir things up.
Yeah.
And people were more interested in continuing the conversation.
And they just ignored it and kept going. Well.
A lot of that's sort of, you got to kind of learn from that. If you mm-hmm. want to participate in the conversation, you need to participate in the conversation, mm-hmm. you know, and not just, you know, so. But that's not Dave's problem.
No.
Dave. Plenty of conversations that Dave's been involved in. Very fruitful. So anyway, check that out, guys. If you're looking for a place to be and just come with a fun group of Christians who really, you know, really love each other and try to, you know, try to get along with everybody that comes on and make everybody feel at home. And you know, it's getting harder to do, so be patient with us. But, you know, just pop in there and start your own thread saying hello to the, you know, hello, it's me, and put your name there, you know, and or say hi to me. And so there you go. That's all I got, I guess. That's good enough, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Think it's a good show?
Yeah.
I don't know. A whole show just about the forum? Should we throw in something else like milk?
You didn't do the
Should we talk about milk for a little while?
You didn't do the whole show about the forum.
Oh, okay.
Talked about spring and...
Oh, that's right. We did talk about spring. Okay. Well, that's better. We could talk about milk for a few little while.
Milk?
Yeah, milk. Why'd you say it like that? Why? You like milk?
It does a body good.
I don't know. Milk's always a good topic to talk about.
Nothing bad about milk, especially when it's cold.
You know how many things are made out of milk? Cheese.
You know what? I tried to drink
cheese.
That's loud. I tried to drink whole milk because the babies drink that. Their moms bring them whole milk to drink.
I love the whole milk.
It was disgusting.
It's like syrup.
It was disgusting.
It's so good.
You know what? I don't know how you don't like cottage cheese.
Ew.
Because it was so thick. It's got
chunks. That's not even just nasty. It's like milk chunks.
I drink skim milk.
Cottage cheese is like, you know what we call that in the dairy business? We call it mastitis.
Mm-hmm. I don't really want to go there. Whole milk is way too thick. And skim milk has the same amount of nutrients without all the calories. What the heck do you want that for?
Just tastes good.
And it's just as filling.
No, it's not just as filling.
It is.
A glass of skim milk
is
not as filling as whole milk.
It's in your head.
Missy.
It's in your head. It may be because it has more fat.
Well, that's your problem right there. You're supposed to put it in your belly, not your head.
No. It's in your head.
What's in my head?
That you think it's more filling. The only reason it may be more filling is because it has more fat in it.
There you go.
Which is not good for you to have that much fat.
It's good fat.
No. Good fat.
It's monoplemistic.
No, it's not. Milk fat is not good. Good fat is extra virgin olive oil and fat from avocados and peanuts and almonds. That's good fat. Milk fat, not as good.
You can
drink skim milk.
Butter and ice cream.
Spray butter instead of real butter.
No, real butter. Real butter.
I love real butter, but
there would be no spray butter if it was not for real butter.
It's true. I love butter, but and there's so some things it's just not worth the calories.
And yogurt and ice cream.
Just get light yogurt.
And
even though I used to buy light ice cream, but I don't anymore. I buy the real ice cream.
Cheese.
And I buy real cheese because light cheese is just not as good.
You can make almost anything out of milk.
Yeah.
Duct tape.
Duct tape's not out of milk. Did you know you can get hot pink duct tape now?
You want me to buy some of that?
I saw that at the store the other day. I thought, I'm going to get some of this for my dad.
That would be funny. Hot pink duct tape.
Yeah. I don't use duct tape. I don't need any hot pink duct tape. I'm going to get you some camouflage duct tape.
So
you can use to keep your boat together.
So did we get the moral? Did we get the moral?
The moral of what?
The moral of the show today. The moral of the show.
I have no idea.
What did we all take away from the show today? And
what's that?
Is that somebody out there appreciates my singing. Oh, that is the moral.
That's the moral?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Vas con Dios.
Bye. You know what we should do? We should do an entire show where both of us sing. The entire show.
Lord help us.
Like everything we're going to say, we should just sing it instead of say it. A whole show. Let's do that. Okay, that is tomorrow's show. All right, here we go. Okay. We'll wrap it up and then tomorrow's show will be a singing show. It'll be great. It'll be wonderful. Tune in for that. If you're going to skip a day, probably will be tomorrow. Yeah.
Two blonde squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23. Where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.